Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am here with Tom Evans. Many of you remember him. He's done a couple of interviews with us on Hidden True Crime. He was a juror last year at this time with the Lori Vallow Daybell trial. And then over here, where are you, Laura? Laura was another juror at the Lori Vallow Daybell trial, and this is her first interview. I remember you because there were many times where I saw you crying throughout the trial. Yeah.
It was emotional. I didn't know anything about the case going into it, so everything kind of just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I wasn't prepared. It was a lot. It's a lot to take in for any one person. But afterwards, I did do counseling, and it helped me a lot. Like, I don't know what I would have done without it. Yeah. Yeah, I would do it all over again. I mean, she needs to be in jail for the rest of her life. And if that meant that it was me doing it and along with 17 other jurors, then that's what we had to do.
You saw a lot of evidence when it came to Chad's trial during Lori's trial. You certainly must have a strong opinion about Chad.
Saying it lightly, if they were being tried together and I only heard the evidence that we heard in Lori's case, I would have convicted him too.
The defense is going to be a lot more interesting. Pryor is certainly bringing a defense. He's even pointed out, unlike Lori's trial, he says, I'm actually going to have a defense. And he has called witnesses. In fact, I want all of you to know, I am allowed to say this, Heather Daybell and I have talked, and she was planning to come in solidarity with Kay and Larry, and Chad Daybell is her brother-in-law. She is married to Chad Daybell's brother, but she has been subpoenaed by John Pryor, which means she's unable to watch the trial, and I also cannot talk to her about the trial. You're shaking your head.
I think he's pulling out dirty tricks. For him to subpoena her, he could never call her. But he's taken away her ability to be here.
Right.
And he knows what he's doing, in my opinion. That's what I think.
Hidden, a true crime podcast. A forensic psychologist and a journalist explore the hidden motives behind unthinkable crimes while examining our deepest fears along the way.
I am here with Tom and Laura. They are also known when it comes to the Lori Vallow Daybell trial as juror number 18 and juror number 4. And Laura did her first ever interview yesterday with us during our lunch live. Meeting you, Laura, yesterday, I just thought, gosh, I would love to have Laura's voice too. You have such an incredible voice and the things you said yesterday. So thank you both for being on here tonight. First off, Laura, were you watching? You haven't been in court, but have you been watching from your home, the jury selection process? Or are you avoiding the jury selection process? Where are you in listening to everything?
When I can. I mean, I watched for maybe, or mostly listened for maybe an hour today. But my husband is a pilot, so I am single mom when he's gone. And so that's part of what made this whole jury process really tough, is being, you know, trying to manage everybody's schedule and being gone. So I just can't be there most days without having the obligation of having to be there.
Yeah. I want to share somebody that's in the chat, by the way. Thank God for your selfless, wonderful humans, and you're willing to serve on juries. This is actually Lori Vallow's cousin, her first cousin, that is sharing that. So she thanks you both. Thank you, Megan, for being here. Megan Connor, it's her name. Tom, asking you a little bit, at lunch, you were telling me a story that I actually felt was really profound, and we'll get to your exciting news in just a minute. But you were talking to me about finishing up. You both talked to me, us, about, you know, the trauma, and, you know, Lori, you mentioned you had to, you sought counseling afterwards. And I know some of the gruesome things you guys had to look at. I saw you in tears oftentimes, Laura, as a juror. And so in talking to you, Tom, today, you were telling me about how you started to actually find healing, kind of implied it started with a travel to Rexburg. Would you mind?
No, not at all. So I took the trip for the sentencing to Rexburg, which is a 4.5-5 hour drive from Boise. And I had planned to bring my wife, Susan, with me. But it turned out that our grandson was due to be born. And he was going to be induced that night. So Susan had to stay home. So I made the drive all by myself. And on the way into Rexburg, I just decided I'm going to go by Chad's house and look at the property. I'd seen it many times, you know, on video or whatever, so I knew it pretty well. Anyway, I pulled in there. There's a little turnout. I pulled into the turnout and just kind of sat there and looked across the street into the yard and at the house and contemplated, remembered back at all the things, that, the videos that I'd seen of the police being there and, you know, digging up the graves and all that stuff. And it was a really somber time for me. I probably spent a half hour, an hour just sitting there thinking about all that kind of stuff. And I was feeling really dark and kind of depressed. And when I drove off, went to the hotel, I had no idea what was going to be at the hotel. I didn't think there was anything. I just picked a hotel. Actually, Susan picked my hotel in Rexburg. But when I got there, Laura and Nina were there first. So I ran into them. They said that they wanted to go out there and see it, and they wanted me to go with them. I didn't really feel like going back out there. I was kind of wanting to be over that, but I didn't want to have them go out without me, so I went. And this time we pulled into that street. I forget the name of the street number. Anyway, we pulled into the turnout there, and it was full of people. Kay and Larry were there. There had been a memorial built on the fence. And I think you were there, Lauren, interviewing Kay and Larry. And there was a bunch of other people there. Janine and Clint were there, I remember. I'm not sure who
Janine
else.
Janine was there, and she's here right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when I first met them. That's when I first met Kay and Larry. I had talked to Kay and Larry on the phone a few times beforehand. But Laura and Nina and I, we just kind of stood back and waited for, you know, we didn't want to interrupt any interviews or anything. So we just kind of stood back. And as soon as it all was kind of over, Kay and Larry immediately approached us. They recognized us. They gave us a big hug and thanked us. And that just was a turning point for me. And it was kind of the end of a turning point because, you know, I felt honored by the end of the trial to be a part of that. And I was proud of the judicial system and everything that I saw in that courtroom on that side of it. And that kind of really flipped that switch for me and turned it around. So I think Laura feels the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that experience like for you going to Rexburg? Cause you briefly talked about it in our
live yesterday outside the courthouse. But did that do something for you too, Laura, to be able to go to Rexburg for Lori's sentencing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, by the time the trial had started, we had been in the Boise area for a total of a year and a half. So I didn't know what Rexburg was, Madison County, Fremont County. If you had asked me before where those places were, I would have had no idea. So, but in reality, I had been there before because we'd gone to Yellowstone the summer before. So, you know, it was all kind of new to me going there and just kind of taking in everything. And yeah, we were at the hotel waiting for Tom to get there. I didn't realize that he was at the property, and we were a little bummed that he had already gone. So we asked him, and I could tell that he didn't want to go, but he was going for us. So, which I was really grateful for, to have both of them there. I count both of them as very dear friends now. And so being there was, like I said yesterday, it was saying, I mean, knowing the children are obviously not there anymore, but paying my respects to them and saying, I can't bring you back, but I did what I could for justice. And it just felt like a peaceful resting place. I know that kind of sounds weird, but then to also see Kay and Larry there, you know, I had watched Kay mostly, like, a lot during the trial, because she was one of the first people to testify, if not the first. So I knew really, you know, from the very beginning who she was. And I remember at the verdict sitting there watching her, and all I wanted to do was go over and hug her and tell her that we did it, that we got it, that we had the verdict she was praying for. So to be there and be able, and they both just hugged us and were so welcoming and just really good people. And it just, it was part of the healing. I mean, I had done counseling sessions before them, and I went through the EMDR, which I don't know if you, either one of you, know what it is, but it was really,
yes.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, it works for me. I know it doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for me. But it was just another step in healing for me and being able to connect with the people that I watched for all of those weeks and knowing a tiny bit of what they had gone through. And then also at the sentencing, being able to meet the detectives and the judge and his clerk, and, you know, like, it just felt like closure. Like, I felt so good leaving there the next day. So yeah, it was definitely a part of my healing too. And I think talking to other jurors that didn't end up going, kind of had wished they would have, because of how good Tom and I felt afterwards.
That's interesting. And that makes sense that some might think, oh, I don't know if I want to go there. It's a crime scene, right? It's this crime scene. It's going to be difficult, but to share how it was actually healing. Thank you for sharing that. I concur with everyone saying that thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing this. I want to share somebody else that's actually in this stream with us. So I shared that Lori Vallow's cousin is here. Tammy Daybell's aunt is here. Aunt Vicky. So,
missed you today. Yeah.
So she is in town and attending on behalf of Tammy, and her sister is Tammy's mother, who passed shortly after Lori's trial. So she is representing Tammy's family. Thank you. And Jeannie Marie says, Laura, thank you so much for opening up with us. My heart has been extended to you since day one. So thank you for sharing this. Before the trial, how much did you both know about the case?
Go ahead, Laura.
Laura, I'll ask you first.
Okay. I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't know a single thing. In fact, I still kind of laugh because during this process with the jury selection, Lori was sitting there, obviously, like Chad is now. But I thought she was part of the defense team. I had no idea that she was the defendant, even though they probably told me. And in fact, I know he did because I see the process now, but I was so nervous about what was I going to say. I was nervous about figuring out how to handle my kids when I wasn't there. And so I had no idea. I didn't know a single thing. I didn't live here when it was all going down, and it never came across anything that I would have been on at the time to hear about it.
You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's Ro, ro.co/hidden. A quick word from our sponsor. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and I want to tell you about a very special book. It's called MyLifeInABook.com. It's a service that also turns your mom's life stories into a book. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email, and then your mom types her responses or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, her strength and perseverance after losing John's mom just a few months ago. Sharing her stories helps us keep her memory alive. And so we've gifted MyLifeInABook.com to family members. My dad is legally blind, and typing can be tedious when you can't see, but my dad can actually record his answers with voice, and MyLifeInABook.com transcribes his audio. It's been an enjoyable thing for my dad to tell his stories, and his book is almost done. I don't think there is any gift that matters more than preserving our stories. Stories change us and teach us about what we value most. This service now puts our stories into the most beautiful, high-quality book. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code HIDDENTRUECRIME at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code HIDDENTRUECRIME for 10% off today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So, yeah.
I don't think, Laura, that you and I ever really talked about that part of it, but that was my experience too, is I didn't really, until I saw her, I think I must have known by that time what the trial was, but it didn't really, there's some kind of mental block that happens or something. I didn't really comprehend until we went into the courtroom and there she was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like the first day on opening statements, and she was still there. I was like, oh, so it's you.
So with that being said, knowing so little about this case, and by the way, I'm seeing a couple of questions. Rebecca, I starred your question. If anybody else has questions for these two, put them in chat. I'll be starring them and asking them a few. What did you guys start to learn after? Because you knew nothing about the case. Tom claims he isn't into true crime. I keep trying to say, yes, you are. He's like, no, really, I'm not. It's just this case. It's just this case. I'm like, you're a true crime author, Tom. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to that. But but what did you guys do after the trial? I can't imagine that after the trial, there was so much evidence that you didn't maybe keep digging and keep trying to learn more. Am I right about that? Trying to understand?
Yeah. Like, I was obsessed. I could not get enough of what, like, I needed more info. But my biggest question is, what happened to Alex? He's dead, but nobody said, like, what happened? And I remember on the van ride back to our cars after the verdict, we were asking the bailiffs, like, what happened? And the alternates who had already had the ability to look at up stuff, once they knew the verdict had been reached, then they could, you know, then they were released from their service. So one of them had already been looking it up. And I was like, we were all just like trying to figure out some of those missing pieces that they just don't tell you. But I also, I didn't think it at the time, but I thought there's got to be more to the story, like, other than what we heard, that would explain away, like, the why. Why would you do this? Why? How do you get to this place? And I think that's been the biggest thing for me, even still. And obviously with Chad's trial starting up, it's kind of all happening all over again. But I feel good about it. Like, I felt really good yesterday. I ran into a couple of the detectives and they just gave me a hug, you know, and it just felt like it feels okay now. Like, I can deal and I can talk. I mean, it doesn't mean I don't still cry, because I mean, let's be honest, I still do. And I probably always will.
And what about you, Tom? You listen to our podcast, right? And a few others.
I listen to you guys a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, everything I get a hold of, every book I could read, every podcast, every documentary, movie, I was into all of it. Crash course. Because we really didn't know anything by the time the trial was over. Just the little bit that we learned in that trial was just on the surface.
Mm-hmm. And Laura, you also have listened to us now, right? When I met you in Rexburg, you hadn't listened, but then you took the time to listen to Hidden True Crime. Has it helped, by the way? Because when you say you want to understand the why.
Yeah, I didn't know who you guys were at that time of the sentencing, but I have since listened. And then when Tom came on and did his first interview with you, I listened then, and then I listened, you know, I've been listening more on the podcast more than on YouTube. So whenever you've released some new things, then I've been listening to that. And then I was really fascinated by the Tim Ballard case. So I was listening to them and I was like, that's so crazy, the connections between the two cases and the Ruby Frank and Jody Hildebrandt cases. Like, I think even though they're obviously different, they're so related that it kind of, it makes you not understand, because I don't think you can ever understand, but there's a whole group of people out here with those views that are, you know, some are a little tweaked, obviously, but they're so similar.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we need to get to the bottom of, honestly. That's all these things are all tied together. They go way deeper than we know. We've got to start learning as much as we can about all this.
Yeah. It's like wild. And then like not too long after that was the case of the mom taking the son. I don't remember her name. It starts with a T, but she went from Arizona up to Boise, and then they went and drove.
The Thibodeaux.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, I also wasn't a true crime person, but, you know, maybe you can count me as one now.
Tom, you took your, you've shared this. People know that you're writing a book. You took your research to the next level. You said, I'm writing a book, which I think you said has helped you be able to heal a bit too and sort of investigate it and put it to words. And we had an exciting announcement. I shared that we have some news tonight that Hidden True Crime Gems, we have some exclusive news. We're going to be the first to learn it. Tom, why don't you tell us your news?
And I wouldn't tell it anywhere but here first.
Thank you.
You and your gems.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my book is available now for pre-orders, finally. And I think the timing is good. And it's available if you go to TomEvansAuthor.com. You can find the link there to order the book. It won't come out until after the verdict comes in the Chad Daybell trial. It won't actually be released until then, but you can pre-order now. I appreciate you and all the support that you've been in many different ways during this whole thing.
And Thank Dr. You. John.
And Dr. John.
Dr. John.
And your friends.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll let them know that. But there was one moment where they gave you guys some evidence on a screen.
So. I was actually really glad that they ended up doing it that way, just for the dignity of JJ and Tylee and Tammy. Like,
Nobody
didn't think it was necessary for everyone to see. And I certainly didn't want to see either. And I mostly stared at the ceiling during when the pictures were up. Like I would look to see what I needed to see, but then I would like mostly look up for two factors. I just couldn't take that in, but also I was afraid I was going to pass out. So I didn't want to like think about it too much. So I would just try to think about something else and, you know, take in just little bits at a time.
I've heard other jurors say that too. And that was, I thought I was the only one doing that. But I think maybe everybody did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was enough for me to see some of the, you know, the photos. We all saw them one day on the screen. And I know that your photos, you guys each had to look at, were much clearer, you know, and they were because you each had your individual computer screens. And then at the closing arguments, I felt terrible for all of you when they had you look at them again, you know, for the closing arguments. And they did not show them that time, gratefully to, I didn't want to see him again, but to the whole courtroom, just to you. So,
yeah. I hope they do that again, because they deserved respect. They didn't get it at their death, but they certainly deserve it now.
Right. Yeah. What did you think? Oh, here's a great question from Coco B. What did you think about Lori asking not to be in the courtroom the day the autopsy photos were being shown?
We didn't know.
Yeah,
we didn't. What was going on. We just a couple hours waiting.
And then you were in the back. That's right.
They don't tell
did
us.
Did you hear about that after? Did you hear about it after?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So who told you after? Is it just something you learned?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I think maybe one of the bailiffs talked about it afterwards.
After the trial was over?
Yeah. Yeah, because we sat and talked to them for a little while after, you know, because we had finally talked to them where we hadn't been able to this whole time. And they were unbelievably professional and so good to us. Like, you couldn't have asked for better humans to take care of us. They are just
go back to court and see those guys.
I loved it. I got to give Steve a hug, and it was the best. It felt like, I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you. And then Ken saw me. He couldn't come over to where we were, but he like gave me a little wave, and it just was like, I miss them, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to compare
they're
our
good experience. Bailiffs. Mm-hmm. The bailiffs are great men. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good guys. But I don't want to compare our experience to somebody who's gone to war or, you know, what the police have to do with. But I understand what they mean when they talk about a band of brothers, because I feel that way about those guys and Laura and other people that went through what we had to go through together.
Yep.
Exactly. You're not comparing it to being a soldier in war, but you're comparing it to the bond that is shared when people have to go through something difficult. Yeah. The band of brothers. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There is a question from, Rebecca asks, Laura and Tom, what do you think about Lori's smiles and her nonchalant demeanor in court?
I was pissed. I was pissed because I'm giving up time from my family. And you seem to think this is just your social hour, like snuggling up to them and flirting. It was all so disgusting to me. And apparently I didn't hide that very well, because when I saw Ray yesterday, he's like, if you could have put a hole through her head with your looks, you would have. Like, I was apparently giving her the dust there, which I didn't, and I wasn't intentionally doing that, but I was just like in my mind thinking, this is disgusting to me. Oh. But then there's Chad, who doesn't move at all. I don't know how he does that.
So nervous, because he seems very stressed out. I mean, it's either that or maybe he has a sports injury and he can't move his neck. You know, you don't know. But those are a couple of my theories.
There you go. Yesterday was the first time that I had seen him. And Tom and I both got the stink eye from prior. So I think it's Tom.
I know I've said some things that would be offensive to him, but I can't imagine how he would have heard them. And I know Lauren has also. And so, but I wouldn't be surprised too. I wouldn't put it past him. Maybe you have a gem that's being paid by him to spy on us or on you. I don't know. It's weird. But sure enough, he was looking right over at us, like you said.
Contact.
He did it again today.
Right when I walked into the courtroom, Chad looked up, and then I was talking to James, one of the bailiffs there. And I think he was like trying to figure out who I was, just kind of based on, because then I was like, oh, he's like right there. He's like 5 feet away from me.
He kind of recognized you from Laurie's trial, but couldn't quite place you, maybe.
Did she portal and show him all the people that were there?
Well, I took an elevator ride up first morning with him to the courtroom. He wouldn't say good morning. He wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't acknowledge me in any way. And I wasn't trying to have a conversation or anything, but you could say good morning. And, you know, you're acknowledged.
With prior?
Yeah. I thought that was a lot. That's what started it off. And then every time he would talk to a potential juror, he would then turn and stare right at one of the three of us, or maybe all three of us. And he did it more today. It's the same thing today.
It's got
it. Thank you for validating it. Well, there aren't that many people in the courtroom. And so if he's going to turn around, I mean, I didn't want to like put anything, you know what I mean? Put any meaning behind it, but it is. It's
weird.
It's happening. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's happened. Yeah.
Whatever.
So, Tiff is just smile really big at him if he does that. Someone else said, blow him a kiss when he does that. Are you talking to me or Tom? Tom, blow him a kiss.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Too funny.
Rebecca says, you two would be on his no list of potential jurors. That's why he's wary.
Even though he's Chad's attorney, I respect his position.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IP Vanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Clearly, this case is about sex, power, and money. That's the name of money, power, and sex. That's the name of Tom's book. But behind that, even deeper, the things that John and I talk about on our podcast are these really wild religious views. Or not views, things. Mm-hmm. When I'd been covering this case for quite a few years before Lori's trial, but I can't imagine being a juror and being blown, were you guys blown away by when you heard the religious elements, when they talked about portals and zombies, and so much of the evidence that they shared was religious? At one point, they're bringing up their temple attendants and, relating it to the murders. Any thoughts when you hear, it was some pretty wild evidence they were sharing in court.
Yeah. I didn't really know anything about the LDS faith. I'm new to Idaho. Obviously there's a large population here, but I didn't understand the wards. I was so starting from ground zero, trying to understand, you have to go. I just pick what church I want to go to, and that's the church that I call home. I'm not told where to go. So that was that. And then, all the wild stuff I was it's almost like when you first hear it, your mind can't even comprehend on what it all means. But I know Zulema was probably the one that stands out to me the most, of trying her trying to explain all the things that they believed. But I still struggle with it, of how to go from what the faith is to going outside of it and believing that this is the truth now, and the prior lives, and that's just was never anything I've ever even heard of before.
I've always been interested in religious fundamentalism, and I've read all about cults and things going on and on the Utah-Arizona border, all that kind of stuff. So I wasn't quite as shocked maybe about all that part of it, or surprised by it. I know that stuff goes on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of happening to children still. It's going on right now, just continuing to go on.
Lauren, Tom, and Laura, what would you like Chad's verdict to be if you could choose?
Guilty. What?
Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the verdict.
Chad's verdict.
Yeah, guilty for sure.
Yeah.
And you guys said in the Lunch Live, I'll just remind people, I asked and you said that you felt just from the evidence presented in Lori's trial about Chad that you would have found him guilty if their cases had been joined.
Yeah, for sure. And I would have even gone so far as murder for Tammy with him if they had even just provided a little more evidence of, which I don't think they could go into because I think he did it instead of, I mean, she conspired, but I think that he and Alex did it somehow. And I really hope to like kind of learn more about their theory on what happened. Yes. And then the insurance fraud, 1,000%. I mean, yeah.
Right. 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 Last question. We have people purchasing your book. Again, I'll put the link in the description of this video when we're done so that everyone can support Tom. And by supporting Tom, you're also supporting the Hope House. The proceeds of the book are going to the Hope House. It's so incredible. If time allows, so this takes us to Rexburg, the sentencing. Can you discuss Lori's statement in closing? So to remind people, she didn't talk in court when you guys were jurors, but at her sentencing. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was crazy. I hear her say the things that she said that were so bizarre. And Laura was talking about how insulting she is. That was the most insulted I have ever been in my life. And I felt for, you know, Vicky, Aunt Vicky, Tammy's Aunt Vicky, and all the other people that were there that had to listen to her spout that stuff. That was infuriating. I like the look on Lindsay Blake's face. I couldn't see it in the courtroom because we were behind her, but looking at the video from the front, you can see her looking over it. Yeah, she had that look on her face. It was like she was astounded.
It was bizarre. I never saw that. Tom was sitting next to me in the courtroom at that time, and she started talking, and I could feel my whole body get stiff, like rage coming in. Yeah. And then I could feel Tom stiffening up too, and I was like, okay, so he feels the same way I do. I mean, she was just, I was mad. Like, how dare you? Like, how dare you? And then I'd heard after that she was kind of laughing when the other people were up there giving their victim statement. I don't know. Yeah. I just really hope she's scared and miserable for the rest of her life.
Well, Lori's own cousin agrees with you. The disrespect was infuriating, she says. Mm-hmm. Megan says, yeah, I remember interviewing and talking to Megan after the fact. And I think insulting is a great word to use. It is insulting to all of us who have cared about her children and cared about Tammy Daybell and cared about all the victims, Charles and surviving victims. It was insulting to everyone,
Yeah. 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 I have the picture we got of Tylee and JJ were in the morning where I get ready. So I see them every morning.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I have it right behind my computer. I can see it right here. And as I'm writing about some of the horrible stuff, I can look over. And I swear, I look at that picture and they're telling me I can tell their story. They're making me feel okay about it.
Well, why don't we end on that? That's beautiful that you both look at JJ and Tylee every day. We will end on that. And thank you for continuing awareness, because justice has not been served yet. Not until Chad Daybell's trial has been concluded. Of course, Lori has a trial in Arizona as well when it comes to Charles's death. So thank you for continuing to speak out, for caring enough to care about Chad's trial and being so invested, and for your civic duty in making sure justice was served. And we can only hope that we will get on the jury another Tom and another Laura.
Not the same ones.
Not the same ones. Not no. the same ones.
I could not.
I gotta say, Lauren, before you go, I thank you so much for your support and everything you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much. We'll see you both. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Laura.
We'll see ya. Just to remind you, we are doing a live stream tomorrow. We're going to continue. And I just want you guys to know that I was in the chat during the live stream. I started out on Twitter because that's what I did last year on X. But I realized that I could be in the live stream and it just made so much more sense. So I'm the eyes and the ears of the courtroom still, but I'm doing a lot of that on the live stream. So come join us there tomorrow. I'll be in court. I'll be on the court live stream on Hidden True Crime. In the chat. So we'll see you guys. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Hidden Gems. It's Lauren with Hidden, a true crime podcast. As a TV reporter, I learned the art of visual storytelling. So if you're like me, you enjoy listening, but also viewing. You can actually head to our YouTube channel, Hidden True Crime, to watch these interviews. Hit the subscribe button for surprise lives and breaking news. And for exclusive content, things Dr. John and I only dare say behind a paywall, become a Patreon member at patreon.com/hiddentruecrime. You'll find bonus episodes, early releases, and insider info. Thank you for your endless support.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.